Very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 22nd February 2024, Thursday class. So we'll be continuing our sharing from this book, the unique Dhamma code. We are at code number 105. Okay. Let us now compose our mind, develop the faith. Sada, Virya, and mindfully we shall commence the physical puja chanting. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Fo Pu Sa.南无佛菩萨，南无佛菩萨，阿拉汉萨玛萨布多巴嘎瓦，布当巴嘎万当阿比瓦帝咪。娑伽多巴嘎瓦达达摩。Dhammam namassami Supatipanno bhagavato sakka sangho Sangham namami Namo attassa bhagavatoArahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Buddhang Saranang GachamiDhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dityampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami.Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang SamadhiyamiAlina dana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Kamesu micacara veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Usawada veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyamiSuramiraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Turn to page 3 of the chanting book. We will continue our puja chanting from Padipa Puja onwards. Ganna Sarappa Dittena Dittena TamadangsinaTiloka dipang sambuddhang Pujayami tamonudang Ganda sambarayutena Dopena hang suganghina Pujaye pujaniyantang Puja bhajana mutamangVanna Ganda Gunopetang Etang Kusuma Santatin Pujayami Munindasa Siri pada sarorohe puje mi betang kesumenanena punena metena cehotu mokang pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tatayati winasa bawang.Adivasetu no bante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutemang Adivasetu no bante pale parikapitangAnukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutemang adivasetu no bante pojanang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya patigan hatu mutemangNow you are chanting the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja aspiration, a puja offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein.Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses all the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense.Which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soonest possible. Significance of offering of flowers.May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Making of overall aspiration.By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sadha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception.Especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay homage to the Triple Gem. Budang Pujemi. Damang Pujemi.Sanghang Pujemi. Okay, just relax body and mind and maintain some form of attention. Then, as usual, we are off the light so that we all can have our half an hour of awareness-based meditation. Awareness-based meditation is very important. It's to enable us to develop the inner awareness.Sati, mindfulness within. As explained before, to be aware is just to be silent without thought. So awareness is basically a time of mindfulness before the knowing. When you are aware before the knowing, that awareness itself, or sati, we call, or mindfulness, that is what awareness is. So we need to develop that and allow it to stabilize. But it's very difficult to maintain awareness. That's why the second support after relax body and mind is maintain awareness. To maintain awareness is not to create thinking or thought process or aggregates of mind. So maintain awareness means whatever arises at your sixth sendal, you just aware, finish. It can be a hearing, or a smell, or a taste, or a tactile, or a thought consciousness. Yeah. Of course, seeing is also included. So any of these, when they arise through contact, be aware, finish. After that, don't continue with the thinking process. After you become aware, if you go and perceive and create thinking, then the mundane mind will arise. If you constantly do that, you become heedless, lost in thought. You cannot maintain awareness. To maintain awareness is not to think, not to know, not to even go beyond the pure perception. After you perceive through the hearing consciousness or smell, taste, tactile, or thought consciousness, you just silent, maintain awareness, finish. Just aware, finish. Don't try to know and don't try to do anything. Just relax, maintain awareness, and allow the mind to settle down. Yeah. So the third support after relax body and mind, maintaining awareness, is to stabilize the awareness, means continuously allow it to remain in that state of awareness without thought. Yeah. So if you can do this, then your awareness will stabilize. Then you can start to develop the understanding of what this awareness within is all about. Then you will start to realize the awareness nature, the pure awareness nature, which is not the thought, but it is very close to the thought. From there, it manifests thinking very fast. That's why most people, without understanding, they cannot do it. Because you only familiar with one thing, the thought process. You think a lot. You are so conditioned since birth until now. Without thought, you cannot operate. Without thought, you cannot live life. So all these are the reason why most people cannot develop this inner awareness to be mindful, to be aware. So understanding this, I will let you develop the awareness within on your own. So remember the first three of the four support. Relax body and mind, maintain awareness. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything, just aware, aware, aware. For those who are familiar with their object of meditation, which can be anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath, or any object of meditation that you are used to, you can use it as a skillful means to anchor your awareness to, it's up to you. But if you can develop the understanding, then you just move on to the four support that I have taught you, especially the first three. It will enable you to develop mindfulness or awareness within much faster. That you can stay there to stabilize the awareness. Then you will understand all the Buddha's teaching very fast. Yeah. So mindfulness or awareness within is very important. To maintain that state of awareness means you must stay in that state without thought for as long as you can. But most people cannot, and they need training. They need understanding to develop it. But for those who have done it before, it is like very easy, not a problem at all. So hopefully, with the understanding and the faith, you can just develop it. So I will let you meditate on your own to develop this awareness within. And after that, for those who have already trained their mind, and you can be at the awareness stable already, what you can do is you can move on to do the fourth support, which is trust. Trust your inner nature to develop the meditative movement. Means silence everything and let the awareness stay at the heart area. Then don't try to do anything, don't try to know. Just let the awareness nature move by its own, detect whatever on its own. Whatever happened, just let it be. Means trust your own awareness nature within to do the meditation. Do not allow the thought to interfere, the memory, the thinking, all this. They are the mundane aspect of mind, or we call it the thinking mind, the mundane mind. They are not your awareness nature. But the awareness nature is the main entity behind the arising of thought. So when you train your mind to develop this inner awareness, when it's stabilized, you can see this movement very clearly. Then you will come to know you have two minds. One is the true mind, the silent mind, the awareness nature within, before the arising of thought. The other one is the creation from there, the movement from there, the arising of thought from there. So all this will come to you and you will develop the understanding very clearly. So the first successful progress from awareness-based meditation is to realize this awareness nature within. And that is your true mind, your meditative mind. That is the one that can develop wisdom, understanding, and awakening. Use it to insight into phenomena, to observe silently, to develop the inner awareness nature, then stabilize it. Okay? You can slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the stability of mind state that you need to develop the daily mindfulness, the stability of mindfulness in the midst of life. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chakawalisu atra gacchantu devata saddhammang munidarasa sunantu sakkamoggadang Dhammasavanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhammasavanan kalo ayang badanta. Dhamma Dhamma Samanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhasa Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhasa Iti peso Bhagava Arahang Sammasambuddho Vijacarana Sampanno Sugato Lokavidu Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati Satta Deva Manusaman Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehi paseko opanaiko Pachyatang veditato vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Ujjupatipanno bhagavato Savakasangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Samijjipatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Yadidam Chattari Purisa Yukane Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savakasangho Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakkineyo Anjali Karaneyo Anuttarang Punyang Ketang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated and we shall continue from where we stop. Turn to page 30 of this book. Straight from the heart, you need the Dhammakode by me. Okay. We are at Unicode 105. To have the ultimate realization, to transcend life, one has to transcend even the present moment, leading to the cessation of form and mind. In bracket means realization of Nibbana, which is the unconditioned. So this Unicode is very important. It's for you to understand what is the ultimate enlightenment or realization. Means when you realize that enlightenment, it will lead to awakening, end of birth and death, cessation of suffering, which means to transcend life, to go beyond birth and death. So if you want to transcend life, you have to transcend even the present moment, even though the present moment is the highest in life. That's the reason why recently there is a lot of teaching that actually approach it from present moment awareness, or what we call sati mindfulness in the Buddhist tradition. And So, present moment awareness is something that many cultivators try to realize and achieve. That's why there are recent teachers who taught present moment awareness. One of them is Eckhart Tolle. That's why he come out with the famous book, The Power of Now, where everything you develop is through developing the awareness nature within. When you have this awareness nature, you are with the present moment, because there is no thought to develop the other two aspects of time, which is the past and the present. When you think, the thought process create what they call the three period of time, past and present. So this past, present and future, they become the full spectrum of time. So if you can develop the understanding of these three, past, present and future, you will understand time. So of these three, like what we have gone through, which is the reality we have gone through? Whatever we create through our thinking, the past is already gone. So it's no more a reality. Then whatever that has yet to come, haven't happened yet, we call it the future. So the past is not a reality because it is already gone. Future yet to come is also not a reality. So the only reality in life is actually the present moment. That's why it's the highest in life. So we have gone through that. That's why we have actually developed the understanding of what time is. Basically, through thought, the mundane mind arises and created the illusion of time. Means we label it past, present and future. But in reality, everything arises within the moment. That is the only reality. Because when you really silence your mind and develop the understanding, you will understand what that truth is. Whatever you do within the moment, you can only develop the understanding of the moment or be with the moment when you are aware. Without awareness, you are lost in thought. That's why we need to understand this very clearly. Otherwise, you cannot understand the Buddhist teaching. So I will read to you again this unique quote. Then maybe you can develop the understanding now, much better now. To have ultimate realization, which is the enlightenment in the here and the now, to transcend life, one has to transcend even the present moment, leading to the cessation of form and mind, means the realization of Nibbana, which is the unconditioned. When you can cease your form and mind to realize the cessation, which is Nibbana or the enlightenment process of unconditioned, then you can develop the true understanding of enlightenment. Without that, you can't. Then the present moment may be the highest in life, but is still within life. So this unique quote is very profound and not easy to understand. But because of what I have explained to you all before, it will be a lot easier. Maybe I will explain to you all on the whiteboard again one more time, so that you can understand it better. So what is ultimate realization? Means enlightenment in the here and the now. And to do that, you have to transcend birth and death. That's why you have to transcend life. So as I have explained just now, the three periods of time. So what we need to comprehend is this word existence. So indirectly, to exist is to go through life, is to go through time. So existence is time related. To exist, you need to go through time. Then life is actually existence. Without existence, there is no life. So life and existence are time related. And to understand existence, to understand time, we need to define the whole spectrum of time. So the whole spectrum of time is past, present, and future. This will define the whole spectrum of time, as we have gone through. Past is already gone, so no more reality. Future yet to come, also no more reality. So the present moment, so this is the only reality in life. So this is what we call life or existence. So this is the only reality, or we call it the highest in life. So knowing this, we have to inquire. Life passes by moment to moment. What are you doing? If you can understand this, you will understand your mind profoundly. So most human beings, what are you doing throughout the day? As we have established, the present moment is the only reality in life. And moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? Most human beings are in the state of what? Yes, lost in thought. Most human beings are thinking, planning, and worrying about life. So much so, they never get to live life. To live life means what? To be able to be in the states of present. Present moment awareness. That's why Eckhart Tolle teach the power of now. Krishnamurti teach awareness. To be aware is to be in the state of present without thought. That's why the present moment, the power of now, is the highest in life. So if moment to moment life passes by, you are busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life, then how can you be in the moment? That's why you will be lost in thought. Man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are lost in thought, or you are without thought, ever mindful in the moment. To develop the awareness of what is going on in life, in existence. So if you are not able to be in this present moment awareness, which the Buddha calls sati, then you cannot understand life. So this present moment awareness is what sati is, or some they call it mindfulness. Mahayana call it zhennian. Actually, it's just an awareness nature. So this present moment awareness, which is sati, is the highest in life. That's the reason why those who understand the Buddha's teaching, they will come to know why sati is very important. Mindfulness is very important. Awareness is very important. That's why we try to develop the awareness-based meditation is to develop this inner awareness so that you can be in the present moment all the time, or most of the time, to be aware of what is going on within life and existence. That's why the silent mind, which is the awareness nature without thought, can observe, develop the understanding, can insight in the phenomena, can awaken to the truth and the reality within life and existence. So that is the reason why to realize enlightenment in the here and the now, or the ultimate realization, you need to transcend even the present moment. Because this is still within life. You understand? That's why there is a famous saying by a very famous Mahayana monk, Guang Qing Lao He Sang. He always quote the famous phrase that he developed through his realization. He always mentioned, he said, Guo qi xing bu ke de, means the mind of the past is not a reality. You cannot hold on to it, you cannot grasp onto it. It's not a reality, like we established. Then wei lai xing, the mind of the future, ye shi bu ke de. Why? Because the future has yet to come. It's not a reality yet. It cannot be established. Yeah. Then finally, he also knew that the present moment is the only reality. But he said, 现在心也不可得. Why did he say that? The mind of the moment, you also cannot hold on to it. Why? Because this is still within life, understand not? So to transcend life, which is to realize the enlightenment, which is to transcend birth and death, you have to transcend time, which is basically past, present, and future. That is the reason why he said, 过去心不可得, 未来心不可得, 现在心也不可得. That's why even the awareness nature, the power of the now, the sati, you also have to transcend that. That's why the realization of Nibbana is what? Cessation of form and mind. Completely cease. Even the pure awareness also no more there. To realize the unconditioned, you need to realize that state. That's why the unconditioned don't have time. Only the conditioned world has this so-called time. And this is what the psychological time is all about, the mundane mind thinking time. So here, the scientist has established there are two types of time. One is physical time. This one, the scientist has a very clear and good definition. Like our Earth time is defined as 24 hours, yeah, consisting of 60 minutes per hour and 60 seconds per minute. And that is the time taken for the Earth to actually go around. Then as the Earth spin across space and time around the Sun as a planet, the third planet from our this Sun, we call that 1 year when the planet actually moves through space and time to complete the full movement. So that's how they establish physical time. And we use it a lot in our day-to-day living. Then the second one is more towards the medical field. Yeah? We call it psychological time. So this one is thought-related. Means when your psychological thinking arises, whenever you think, then this time take place. That's why we call it psychological time. But when you don't think, what happens? When you stop thinking, psychological time can come to a stop. Correct or not? Can follow? Huh? When you stop thinking, what happens? That is where the timeless is, understand now. But physical time, you cannot cease, understand now. That's why this so-called time is psychological time we are interested in. So this one, when psychological time stops, we realize the timeless. So this one is the most important. That's why in the sutta, when you recite the salutation to the Dhamma, it is mentioned by the Buddha very clearly. The Dhamma that the Buddha has realized has this unique characteristic. It is timeless, akaliko. So this word, akaliko, is what the Buddha meant. When you stop thinking, psychological time, no more. Then you realize the timeless. That's how he came to realize too. That's the reason why I defined to you all in the early day what mindfulness is. Mindfulness is an awareness before the knowing, before the arising of thought, the aggregates of mind. The moment it arises, the mundane mind arises. So from that pure awareness nature, thought arises. That's how all this manifests. The pure awareness nature without thought is the timeless. Understand? That's why when you recall the Buddha's salutation to the Dhamma, he says, Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Well expounded is the Dhamma by the Buddha. Then this Dhamma that the Buddha has realized, it has certain characteristics, very fundamental, important characteristics. The reason why the Buddha recited this and wanted the monks and the disciple and the devotee at that time to realize this, this is the Dhamma that he has realized. If your so-called enlightenment or realization after you develop the meditation does not mesh with what he has actually proclaimed under the salutation to the Dhamma, then it's not the enlightenment that the Buddha is talking about. That Dhamma, according to the Buddha, is sandhitiko. So this Dhamma, is it, well expounded by the Buddha, is sandhitiko. This can be realized in the here and the now, before even you die. You don't have to wait till death to happen, to come to know whether you have the eternal life or not, whether there is true enlightenment and liberation from birth and death or not. This can be realized in the here and the now, sandhitiko. That this Dhamma, the second unique characteristic is akaliko, timeless, beyond thought, beyond time. So beyond thought means beyond psychological time. Physical time, you cannot stop. This is a measurement in physical existence, reality. But psychological time is where the spiritual time is all about. When the thought stops, the true mind arises. Actually, the true mind was there all the time. But from the true mind, without mindfulness and awareness, it created mundane thinking, thought process. That's how it happened. So understanding this will enable one to understand how beautiful the Buddha's teaching is, how profound the teaching is. So the unique characteristic is, it is sandhitiko, akaliko. Then Ahipaseko is the third unique characteristic. Means this Dhamma that the Buddha has realized, the enlightenment here and now, you can put it to test. You can investigate into it. It will stand up to investigate it. It's the truth. It points towards the truth, the reality. Yeah. So, this Dhamma which the Buddha has realized is sanditiko, akaliko, ehipasiko, that opanayiko, leading inward. That pacetang, veditakbo, can only be realized by the wise, each for themselves. So if you cultivate or do your whatever meditation, if all these five unique characteristics of the Dhamma, you cannot match it, means you are not on the right track. Your so-called enlightenment or realization is something else. That's why the real enlightenment is, it is sanditiko. It is timeless, akaliko. Then it can stand up to investigation. Then it leads inward into our nature. Means the heart, the gateway, and all those things. Then finally, it can only be realized by the wise, the enlightened one, each for themselves. Yeah, this is not a concept, not an idea, not just theoretical Dhamma. This one is the living Dhamma, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond thought, beyond time. Okay? So from here, you will be able to understand the profound, deep meaning of why the Buddha emphasized so much on sati, mindfulness, leading to heedfulness, apamada. So this is what he meant. Without sati, leading to heedfulness, you are as if dead. That's why he said the heedless are as if dead. What are the heedless? They think a lot. They are hardly mindful or aware. They are never within the moment. Means they are constantly lost in thought, creating thought. They think about the future, or they project their thought into the future. Oh, sorry, they think about the past and recall all the what they call scars of memory, all the misery or phobia and all those things, fear, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation. Then they project their thought into the future and develop the fear, the worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation. And both of these are not a reality, and yet living being through ignorant delusion indulge, which means they seldom develop the ability to be aware, to be in the moment. They hardly aware. That's why most of the time they are lost in thought. Think along. If you are never aware, how can you understand life? How can you see the reality, the existence, the movement? Then how can you understand life? That's why this understanding mesh beautifully with the Buddha's teaching. That's why Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23 points towards the importance of mindfulness leading to heedfulness. Apamada vaga means the stanza on heedfulness. There are 20 of them. Verse 21 until verse 40. So hopefully, with today's elaboration and explanation, which is much more beyond last time. Last time I only mentioned about these few things. I didn't go into the rest. But this time I approach it from the full understanding of cultivation. and realization. Okay? Can follow? Yeah? So this one is very important. Yeah? So make sure after today's class, yeah, take a shot of this, then listen to this attentively and repeatedly to develop the clear understanding, then contemplate to stabilize this understanding. Then when you understand this, the whole big picture can be understood. The whole of cultivation can be understood. That's why this unique code, now I read to you, you will develop the clear understanding. Yeah? Unique code 105. To have the ultimate realization means the enlightenment in the here and the now. And to transcend life means to overcome birth and death. One has to transcend even the present moment. True or not, as explained by me just now. Yeah? Leading to what? Cessation of form and mind, which is the realization of Nibbana, enlightenment in the here and the now, which is the unconditioned. That's why the present moment may be the highest in life, but it is still within life. So all this cover the bulk of the understanding, but there is still one aspect which I think I have explained before, but I need to repeat it for you so that you understand. So this word, the present moment, may be the highest in life, but it's still within life. Then, like I mentioned just now, yeah, past already gone, not a reality. Future yet to come, also not reality. So the present moment is the only reality. But how stable is the present moment? Huh? How stable is the present moment? The moment you become aware of it or you talk about it, what happened? It's already dead and gone, isn't it? Split second, like lightning, gone. So the present moment, which is the only reality, is so transient, understand? Not? Split second is dead and gone. Split second is dead and gone. If that is what the present moment is, then what is life? Can there be any reality? That's why this one is a condition arising world. Moment to moment, things arise and pass away. That is the only reality. And yet, you deludedly grasp and cling to all the creation manifested by thought. The phenomenal world of consciousness. From here, the five aggregate of form and mind, the mundane mind, created and through our thought process and the senses, projected the phenomenal world of consciousness. And this one is where existent life is. And everything that happened here is like so real. But in actual fact, when you are mindful and aware, you realize the present moment, which is the highest in life, is so transient. Moment to moment, life passes by. It come and it go. It come and it go. Then how real can it be? That's why there is no reality. It's an illusionary world. That's the reason why in the Surangama Sutta, it is mentioned very clearly. Perception of form is what? Huh? Consciousness, the phenomenal world of consciousness. All this form within existence, like everything that you come to perceive through your senses, they are just consciousness. Every moment the mundane mind become conscious through your senses. That's why consciousness come and go, perception come and go. Feeling come and go. The aggregates of mind come and go. Are you dead? You are not dead. And if they keep on arising and passing away and you are not dead, then how can they be you? That is what the profound Dhamma is. So when you understand this, it's only the thought. Through consciousness, it manifests. That's why this phenomenal world of consciousness, where everything happens, is an illusionary world. It's not what you think. So it's just an illusion. Everything just come and go, moment to moment. Life. So empty nature existed. You understand? That's why from here you realize this so-called life existence is not what you think. It's empty. Empty in the sense that no reality. End of the day, whatever happened, you can only hold on to it through the thought process, which is memory. 往事只能回味. Whatever that you come to know or you hold on to, come from your thought, memory. Without memory, all this don't exist. Although you cannot deny it happened within the existential world. That's why it's empty, not what you think. He know you, he know me. There is nothing within the existential world that is a permanent, unchanging entity where you can cling on to, hold on to, grasp on to, and say, this is me, this is I, therefore all this can be mine. Can you all follow? Yeah. This is the most profound understanding. If you can penetrate this, you will penetrate all the other teaching and Dhamma. Then the Buddha Dharma become a living reality. Then you can live it. You can understand it. You can even proclaim it, share it, and develop it into a living reality. And this is what the uniqueness of this teaching is all about. That's why all the code that I developed out of this sharing and got transcribed in the book is called unique code, are called unique code in the sense that they are truly unique. In the past, when I developed them, nobody knew how unique and how profound it was. Only, I think, a few kilometer. But one of them, Sister Ingby, was very good. He knew, she knew it was very profound and very beautiful. She actually wrote it down and stored it in the computer. Then when the time come, when we want to actually compile all this, she was the one that actually wrote me the email and said, Radio, I have them all. And the whole list, when it came over after I edited it and developed it, end up, I think, about 160 over. Yeah. That's how this book, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dhamma Code, come about. Okay? So all these are like meant to be. So Unique Code 105 is another very beautiful and very profound unique code. Okay? That's all. So, 这一次的 sharing 又不一样, but it cover a lot of things. It link to the salutation to the Dhamma. And this time, I explain the whole thing in a complete what they call movement. Earlier on, I can't. Well, earlier on, even the initial past, present, and future take a while. I only stop at the present moment, which is highest in life. Means moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? I just ask you all to go in and contemplate on that. And that itself actually can bring about a lot of penetrative awakening and realization. Because in the year 1989, when I awakened, this was the thing that I contemplated. And there was a lot of understanding, a lot of joy. Then I expanded on it on my own. That's why even until today, 30 over years later, and no need to remember anything. The moment I want to share this topic, from the nature, straight from the heart, the understanding will surface. But this is what the reality is. This is what happens when you go through all the awakening, enlightenment, and realization. So physical time, psychological time, 这一次 more clear now. Yeah? Last time I just briefly mentioned. Then the other aspect is how to link it to the Dhamma, sati, mindfulness, heedfulness, and what is present moment awareness. This time I go into it more detail, because most Kaya Metta can develop the understanding already. Now we'll have our second session, which is Q&A session, reporting of meditation, followed by whatever Dhamma question that you may have. And you can also share anything about your cultivation, Dhamma in daily life.
Baratil, Mr. Steele, Ogamita, 晚上好. Baratil, 我的那个 sharing 其实是有 part of 这一个的。
Related.
现在我刚才我在看的时候, 我忽然间想到, 当这个 psychological times it arise 的时候,
对,整个
world 你就 arise 了。
Yeah, that's why the Buddha 讲, mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief. 现在你在那个 awareness, 你就看到了, 你就明白, why the Buddha say, we are the world. That's why he say, within this phantom length body, along with perception and thought, and awareness, he proclaimed the world means existence. Understand not? The cause of the arising of the world, the cessation of the world, and the path that lead to the cessation again is the Four Noble Truths. That's why this word world and existence and life, they are related. So 很好.
So 它一 arise 的时候，就那个 battle versus one 跟 two 哦，就很重要的去 determine 这个 thought 的那个它的那个 importance。如果我们因为我们是在这个讲讲这个 existent world 里面，所以这个。所以这个 understanding 是非常的重要。 如果我们没有这个 Buddha Dharma 的话, 我们就会 lock in 我们的这个 thought 里面,
然后这个轮回这个
birth and death 就会一直在那边的,
对,
就
samsara,
这个 samsara, just because of 这个 psychological time, 这个
thought,
的 creation,
是对。
它一 create 了以后，我们就 lost 在里面。对，
that's why 那个就是我们的五蕴， the five aggregate of form and mind, the mundane mind. 这个 mundane mind, that's why the Buddha say, this is the magician, understand not? The magician means this mundane mind, which is consciousness, is the magician. And this magician created illusion for living being to grasp, to cling, and to hold. That's why magicians are also given another name, illusionists. They create magic, which is just an illusion, no reality. But you think it's real, but it's actually an illusion. So through this understanding, that's why Song now come to understand, when you understand what psychological time is, which is basically your thought process, your mundane mind, then you understand the Buddha saying, Dhammapada verse 1 and 2. And the 1 and 2 always start with, mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief. That's why through his awareness he can see. The moment the thought process starts, psychological start, reality within existence arises. That's why the world arises. That's why mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arises, the whole creation arises through what? Through consciousness. project into the phenomenal world of consciousness. And this is what living beings hold on to deludedly through sacrality and illusion as life, existence, as real. That's how all the entanglement starts. That when you know that our thought process is very important, this one is the forerunner of all things. So when mind arrives, all things arise. So what happens if you act, speak, and think with a heedless mind that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion? Suffering will follow you. Understand now? Like the wheel that follows the hoof of the cart. So this is Dhammapada verse 1. May us, like I used to share with you, your life, you decide how you want to live. If you know this Dhamma and understand the significance of what psychological time is, the mundane mind is, then you will choose take care mind, develop heedfulness. So Dhammapada verse 2 will take over. Means verse 1 leads to suffering. That one is for the heedless who never develop heedfulness, mindfulness, awareness to understand life, to realize the Dhamma, to realize the enlightenment in the here and now, to transcend life so that you understand life and can live life. And because of that, we will move on to Dhammapada verse 2. So the Buddha repeat under Dhammapada verse 2, mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arises, all things, all of creation arise. There is one speak, act, and think with a wholesome mind that is free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Happiness will follow you, like your shadow that never leave you. And that is what life is all about. That's why today, I think Jin Hao WhatsApp me after I shared in my calendar. There was somebody who actually listened to our YouTube sharing, the Heart Sutta 1, our recent repeated sharing. You know what he mentioned or not? He was a Christian earlier on now. And after listening to this, he wrote and thanked me. You know. Okay, I read to you. Thank you, Ratio. As a layperson, out of Christian background, your explanation of the teaching brings clarity to me that I will live with better wisdom to mitigate and hopefully end suffering in my earthly existence. You all rejoice a lot. He has Christian background, never met me before. Just listen to the Heart Sutta. I think only the first lesson, Heart Sutta 1. And he developed such profound understanding. And he dared to write there, as a layperson out of Christian background, your explanation of the teaching, means the Buddhist teaching, brings clarity to me, that I will live with better wisdom to mitigate and hopefully end suffering. Means suffering need not be in his earthly existence. So, somebody who hasn't actually heard all this so-called Buddhist teaching before, after hearing that first Heart Sutta sharing, where I talked about the Four Noble Truths, I elaborated on it during that class, I remember. And it was so beautiful. And to him, he already developed the clarity of understanding to live life. That's why he intend to actually change and develop the understanding based on what he have heard and understood, to actually develop the possibility, he said, hopefully, to be free of suffering. Initially, he said, mitigate. you know what is mitigate, huh? Develop less suffering, that's all. Then hopefully end all suffering within his earthly existence. So this is what is possible. When you have the true teaching, all this will manifest. And he hasn't even come to this, no. He only heard the Four Noble Truths, no, the Heart Sutta, preliminary teaching. I mentioned Dhammapada verse 1 and 2. That itself is enough for one to develop the importance of being heedful, training your mind to be aware, mindful, to have this present moment awareness. That's why now you look back, the whole thing actually was there. No? And 2,600 years ago, no, how can a being have this type of understanding? That's why I say, unless he's the real one, the Sammasambuddha. Nobody in this existence can summarize all of his understanding into just Four Noble Truths and spin off the whole teaching. That's why in the year 1971, after I saw that book, What Buddhists Believe, the first edition by Chief Reverend, I saw the Four Noble Truths inside there. The moment I saw that, my nature tell me no need to search it, that's it, finish. Yeah. And straight away, because of my past, I knew what that teaching was. That's why after that, my nature go all out to develop the cultivation. Then, through the Bodhisattva vow, everything, all the understanding come back to me, and everything fall back into place. Then, it is all like already meant to be. That's why I share with you all this life, this segment of my nature's life coming. I actually never do anything. Understand? I just accord and flow. Yeah. The condition is already set, like everything already pre-planned and set through my own wisdom and understanding, adhittan, affirmation and all those things, and also the vow. Then the coming, the condition, everything is just fall into place. That's why this teaching is very, very profound and very unique. Okay? So hopefully today sharing, remember to listen to it again and again, and develop the stability of understanding. But this will revolutionize a lot of the Kayamita's understanding. And this one is very complete, very comprehensive. Yeah. Okay, so continue, Sadhu. Yeah.
当这个 psychological times arise 的时候，这个 world 它就 arise 了 ，consciousness arise， world 也 arise 了，所以所有的 Buddha Dharma 就也跟着 arise，
对，是身体、五蕴，
yeah. 全部都已经在这样。Yeah.
贪嗔痴，
the
good and evil duality， 一切唯心造。
所以，Brother， 我现在讲的一个就是我在2个月前我就在听这个 Dharma Talk 的时候，当我听到 Brother 你在那个 Talk 里面讲到这个 Duality 这个 Word 的时候，
对，
他摔我就好像我整个人就这样子，
呀呀，
又被摔了一下，过后我对这个 Word 的 Understanding， 哎，又不一样了，
对对对。
就我突然间我就想到，哎，我们每一个人，好，这个 living being 在这个世间的时候，
对，
我们都一直在玩这个duality 的这个 game，
对对对。
For example， 那时我突然间 understand that。Like for example， 我们一个 cultivator， 你可以时常听很多人讲，他一不那种不好的那种condition 的时候，他就讲，我的 meditation very bad。
对对对。
他们就一直觉得，要好的那个
experience。
The moment 当我们一推开那个 bad experience 的这种的那种 experience 的时候，
对，
这是一种hatred。
对对
啊
dislike aversion
对，但那个时候我忽然间我就想到，当你在抓住你要有好的 experience 的时候，
对，
That is another craving 的那个
对、
那个 condition.
The opposite manifest.
Opposite.
That's why for you explain under the Theravada tradition teaching, he said it's like 老子的阴阳、阴阳 the duality 阴阳 So he said it must mean sati idang hoti. It must mean asati idang arhoti.Means when this arise, he say, it must mean sati, idang hoti. Then that arise means dependent originating. Understand? Then it must mean asati idang arhoti. When this ceases, that ceases. What is the meaning? When this arise means you create good. Understand?Then obviously, whatever that is not this, is the opposite, isn't it? That's why bad meditation. So meditation is not about clinging to good meditative experience or bad meditative experience or lousy meditative. It's about developing the understanding to awaken. That's why I say only wisdom free. Nothing to do with all this.Duality created by thought, that's all. Thought through words, ideology, concept, idea, created the duality, the yin and the yang. So when you see this at your stage, you will start to penetrate. Well, this is the beginning. Then after that, you will see the profound beauty of the Buddha's meaning. When this arise, that arise.Not only a particular aspect of life, no, good and bad, no. All of duality is the same. Sen Siu got caught in the same problem. Yeah, he hold on to all the wholesome mind state. Understand? That's why he said, all these defilements are like dust. So he thought that mundane mindIn the state of sati is the true mind. He said that mundane mind, you must polish it until it shine so that no dust can arise. How can you do that? Well, when you create dust, whatever that is not that one, the defilement will arise. So you are trying to kill something that you create. You cannot. Well, the moment this arise, that arise.That's why it must mean sati idang hoti. You must cease that. Means all duality you must transcend. That's why go beyond duality. Means like the first sermon, you remember? Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, the Buddha's opening statement. Avoid the two extremes.Which is self-mortification and sensual indulgence. These are the duality. So how to avoid? The first one is like the normal teaching. Avoid evil, do good. Thought-based. Understand? The second one is the deeper meaning is to transcend duality. Understand?When you transcend duality, you avoid the two extremes. So how to transcend reality? Like the Buddha said, it must mean sati idang hoti. When this arises, the other aspect of the duality will arise. But whatever that is not this, is the opposite that you create. That's why it's called a duality. So when this ceases, that also ceases.So your solution is with the wisdom to realize that they are duality, not a reality. This is created by the mundane mind. So if you believe that creation, then you hold on to the good and avoid the negative. So what will happen to you? You will be forever chasing after the duality. And both of these are suffering.That's why I say any of these, what they call good experiences, is a prelude to suffering. Why? Because you will cling on to them through memory and so, oh, this experience is very good. I was able to realize this, able to develop this, able to achieve this. But when you cannot get what you want, what happened is, it's a prelude to suffering. Suffering will, because you hold on to all the good state, the positive, wholesome, the whatever amazing state that you want. Not realizing that if you do that, the opposite will surface and you will be caught. That's why when you cannot get what you want, suffering is the result. That is the first noble truth reality, the seventh reality, when things don't go your way. So understanding all this to free is to develop the wisdom to transcend duality, means not to create, understand? That's why I used to share with you all one. No right, no wrong. Understand? Why no right, no wrong? Because like the Buddha said, thing is just the way it is, understand? Deluded people do deluded things. Why you say he's wrong? Foolish people do foolish things. Heedless people do heedless things. Wise people do wise things. They are just the way they are. So, living being, nature's condition, they are just the way they are. That's why the Buddha said, thing is just the way it is. Things are just the way they are. That is the truth. That is the reality. That is suchness, the isness of things. Ta-ta-ta. You cannot go against it. Then why you want to create duality to define it differently? So that profound understanding is what the Buddha wants us to realize. Means with that wisdom, do not allow this duality to afflict you and affect you through delusion. When you know that the truth is within the moment, thing is just the way it is. No right, no wrong, no good, no bad. Understand? But there is suchness. Condition like that, things should be like that. Cannot be otherwise. That is the reality. Why the mundane mind so capable and go and say this is right, this is wrong? Then, division, argument, conflict, suffering, misery. That's how the chaotic phenomena will come about. Understand? That's how the world has so much problem. War, conflict, disagreement, then ideology. All these are created by the mundane mind through delusion, through ignorance. So seeing all this, realizing all this, then with the awareness within, you will actually penetrate reality very soon. But now is the beginning. You see it already. That's why you use your own word to try to explain, because you hold on all that. But the more deeper one, which I have just explained, is to take you beyond duality and transcend duality. Means accept things as they are, like the Buddha said. See things as they are. Suchness, the reality, what is, understand? So thing is just the way it is, that word will awaken you. Then all this duality got no meaning. Understand? Who created them? The deluded one, the foolish one. But we must also understand, we live in the conventional conditioned world, understand? Where duality exists. I always explain to you that duality exists in the conditional world, existential world. So you cannot avoid duality, understand? But this is for living, understand? So you cannot say, oh, the Dhamma say transcend duality, you know, no right, no wrong, and you will argue with everybody. That's why there are three types of seeing, you remember? Kan san si san, mundane seeing. Kan san pu si san, super mundane seeing. But the third one, suchness seeing, understand? Kan san yu si san. Why? Enlightened one come, he said, no mountain, yes, Kan san pu si san. He's also right. The unenlightened one, through mundane seeing, Kan san si san, yes, Kan san yu si san. So you become different. You transcend reality through wisdom. That's why the suchness seeing is no right, no wrong. Seeing things as they are. That is the real awakening, the real wisdom. Okay? Yeah, very good. You brought out a very good condition for all this to be explained again.
然后我那时我的 understanding 是 from 那个 example 是 from 那个 meditation.
对对，that meditation is very good.
然后过后我就 realize 诶，其实我们在 daily 里面，我们每一天哦，如果 without the awareness， 我们每一个的那种 的在 daily life 里面，我们都一直在这个
dwelling，对对，转来转去哦。
这个就是我们的 一种 habitual 了。
然后过后我才想，我的
understanding 是，如果我们要走出来 ，of course， mindfulness 是一个它的那个 base。最主要的是我们要先 accept 那个 acceptance 先。
对。True understanding the truth, the reality. True seeing things as they are. The Buddha saying very important. That's why now you will develop deeper understanding of what the Buddha actually explained. You must learn to see things as they are. Jnana Dasana. The direct knowledge and vision of the reality. Tatata. Suchness. So, when you can see things as they are, means whatever arise, there are causes and conditions behind. This statement become different though. Means this is the reality, and that's all. That's why after that, if you don't accept, means what? You want things your way. That's why you suffer, and that's all. But this is nature's condition, and that's all. When the causes and conditions are already established, the reality has to be this, not anything else. But this is nature's condition, not what you want, not according to the individual's craving and preference. Means the reality is suchness, not your truth, not my truth, neither good or bad, because this is the reality. Thing is just the way it is, has to be like that. Living beings are just the way they are. The world is the world. Remember all these words. All these points towards suchness, understand? When we live in a conditioned world, condition like that, things will be like that. That is the reality. The only reality in life, understand? But this one is so transient. Split second is there and God speaks. That's why the present moment awareness is very important. If you are not aware, lost in thought, then how can you understand what is going on in life? How can you know who are you, what are you? What life is, what existence is, what truth is? All the teaching, the Dhamma, is to be awakened through the present moment awareness, which is sati, mindfulness. That's why all this will fall into place. Then your nature will become very different. Then once you have that awakening, then, like I explained to you all in the early days, the phenomenal world of consciousness and form collapse in front of you. Means they have no power over you, understand? The phenomenal world of consciousness and form, they have no power over you. Your perception of form is consciousness. All form is within consciousness, understand? Whereas its non-perception is wisdom. When you are here with the pure awareness, you don't perceive anything, understand? But that is the true mind, silent mind. No thought, nothing, no duality. How can he perceive? That's why the pure perception or pure awareness is to see things as they are. Thing is just the way it is. Suchness cannot be otherwise. This is how you come to great awakening. And the whole nature like awaken. Like there is a sudden explosion of understanding. That's why I say the phenomenal world of consciousness and form collapse in front of you. They got no power over you. This all projected from the mundane mind. No reality. It's just like the blank screen on the cinema screen. You remember? All the light and the sound create like a movie, you know, so emotional, so real. But end of the day, when the show ends, what happened? It's just a blank screen. No reality. That's like empty. Not what you think. All these are created through causes and conditions, and it can actually delude the living being. Because the video nowadays, the cinema show, can be so real and so enticing, so luring. That's why they lure your senses. They entice you and make you believe and make you crave for it, fight for it, even pay for it, and all this. So this is what life, existence, creation is. And without awareness, our true mind, you cannot understand all this. You cannot penetrate all this. That's why you have to bring this back to here and seize it back to here. Then through the realization of wisdom, the pure awareness also cease, you realize Nibbana, enlightenment in the here and the now. And that is where the original nature is, the source is. And from there, everything comes to be. That's why the four stages of creation. That's what the Surangama Sutta is all about. From here, the primordial mind fall until here. Yeah. Very good, Sadhu. Yeah.
当这个 psychological times arise 的时候，它可以对应到那个Abada versus one and two。
对。
同时那个 second right view dependent origin
对啊，全部出来啊。
所以
then also the Diamond Sutta one， 一切有为法 will come out from there also。
嗯。
啊 ，because psychological time create all the phenomenal world， the condition world 有为法。Then 如梦幻泡影 become very clear， 如露亦如电，which is the present moment awareness， How real can it be? Like a lightning flash is gone, no. Then certain phenomena take longer time. That's why like a morning dew. 应作如是观 That's why you must contemplate it such. That is to develop the profound wisdom of the Diamond Sutta. And break free from all duality. 很好沙丘
我不知道今天的达玛profound
对 That's why 它越来越 profound because it starts to link 你们真的 if let's say you were to take your own cultivation go through your own cultivation it will take you a long long time to reach all this that's why the sasana and theWhat they call gripping, they are very, very important. Without them, all this understanding you cannot find. If on your own, it would have taken you very long. It's just like that gateway. If I were to find it on myself, it would take me at least 10 to 15 years to locate it. Then after that, to go through the transformation to develop all this understanding, is not this life alone, no. It'sA lot of hard work in the past. So all this is what the Buddha is trying to tell us. When the window, the sasana is there, all these are possible. You have four pusa. They are really all over. Their nature is all over. That's why I like to do the annual retreat at Cameron Highland. There, I realize a lot of the great beings' nature are there.In 1989, when I was there, my nature knew. That's why I said, that would be the best place, I told Suyan. And finally, we managed to get them to allow us to have the annual retreat, despite the fact that we don't have any Buddhist organization at that time. We borrow SJBA, because Suyan was there, together with Brother Jim. We should thank them for that. So, all this evolved,through causes and conditions, and it manifests. That's why when it's meant to be, without organization also, we will be able to have the permission granted and have the retreat.
对，我最近听这些 Dharma talk 来，我觉得我的 understanding 会不一样。
Yeah.
来 ，brother，
你刚才问我有什么东西要 add， 我一下子我想不到。
Yeah.
我慢慢看的时候，我就从这个 psychological 里面看到 Dharma， 我是
对对对。
那又看到 dependent origination，
啊，
我就慢慢
then 他就 connect 了 That's why I always share you all the whole teaching is all interconnected one. And the difficulty is to connect all the teaching. Well, they are one teaching actually. From the Four Noble Truths is spin off. Then when you have the understanding, everything is interconnected. The whole teaching is interconnected. That is the marvel of the Buddha Dharma. There is the truth. It's the reality.Is suchness is related to life. That's why it is a living Dhamma, living reality. And to come up with all this understanding and the word to explain all this, it's not easy. And yet we have achieved it before the 20th anniversary. Since Yun Chan requested me to come up. I remember 2004.End of the year, tsunami time. So now, end of this year is exactly 20 years. That's why our coming gathering of Kayamita will be a very beautiful and meaningful one. 20th anniversary and Mesh, my age, 70th birthday. So all this is like meant to be. Then it's like the whole teaching.The time has come for it to manifest and arise. That's why the video, the website, since 2017 until now, 5 years now. I remember it's 2017 January, we formed the website. So within 5 years now, all this get recorded. And we have our own website, which is protected because of our subscription.And we should thank all those who help out, Brother Lau and other things. Actually, the last 3 years, a lot of things happened. 7 to 8 years, yeah, sorry. 7 to 8 years. A lot of things happened. Yeah. That's why from here, you will start to know when you penetrate one, it will lead to the next one. It will lead to the next one. That's why I told you all last time, like Dharma Door, once you realize thatDharma Door's understanding is like the key, open up that door, you go in, that understanding you have. Then it will lead to the next door, it will lead to the next door. Then the whole thing all connected one. Means you have the master key to open all the doors. So all the Dharma understanding is actually one, is the whole Dharma teaching.
Good evening, Kayasamita. Because towards the end just now, there was mention of the Surangama Sutra. So something occurred to me to share. So from the source, then we become, there's this awareness nature that can be aware of everything, whether we know it or not. And then the form and mind will give us our senses, our physical body, as well as the thinking facility.And then from here we create the world as we know it, our reality. So I want to say this, we think that there's only one reality that everyone agrees on, but this is not the case. That is a common misconception. Even I had all the while when I was living the first few decades of my life. So to make that clearer, I put an example. So if there is a phenomenon of a sound, we're aware of it, but when we want to try to recognize and remember what has transpired, we use our ear and then we start to label our memory as this is a good sound, bad sound, loud sound, bad for health. We start to create that present moment and we label that as our reality. So now you think back to the Surangama Sutra when the when there was an example that someone that is deaf cannot hear. So, while the people that can hear that sound will argue this is a good sound, it's good for health, this is bad sound, it's bad for health. Yeah. The person that cannot hear, for him, this world does not have sound.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as good sound or bad sound. His reality is very different from the other few people's reality, and actually each of them have their version of reality. That's why this is very unreal. What we know as our life, the highest in life, is unreal. It's only what we think of it, but we hold on to one interpretation and fight over it, say this, my version is right, your version is wrong, because of our ego, our pride, our greed, hatred, delusion, the three evil roots. So actually, if we don't want to fight, we just need to accept that something that can be good can also be bad, depending on who and what is perceiving, what position and perspective you're standing from. Everybody can be correct, everybody can be wrong, depending on how you want to interpret it, what kind of assumptions you want to take into consideration, and how far back in history you want to dig up. That's why arguing in this conditioned world, that duality, is very futile. So that's what I wanted to share.
So what Sui has shared is very good. To just add on to it, to make it more complete, is, you see, Surangama Sutta say perception of form is consciousness. So from here, the mundane mind, you perceive. Then through consciousness, you created the phenomenal world. That's how all the duality all arise. That's why perception of form is consciousness, means delusion. That this consciousness is mundane consciousness. Before you become enlightened, this consciousness is not the pure awareness, But it's non-perception, means from here, there is no thought, no duality, nothing. What you perceive is the reality, seeing things as they are. That's why here, you don't perceive form. Why? 看山不是山. So, whereas it's non-perception is what? Wisdom. Why? This is a direct seeing. Seeing things as they are. You don't labor. The form that we labor comes from the thought process, the memory, the knowledge that you hold, the meaning that you give to each and every of this existential reality. That's why Sui said, all the various versions of truth, of reality that living beings perceive. Every living being got their own views, opinion, conditioning, belief system. You expect the world to come into consensus and develop the peace. That's why all world peace end up in war, in more conflict, more disharmony and argument. In fact, a lot is the evil root of hatred, anger. You look at the Middle East war. You look at all the conflict that arise within our planet. They are all with the evil roots. A lot of hatred, a lot of anger, a lot of delusion, a lot of greed, power, authority, selfishness. So all these are the evil root that manifest the chaotic phenomenal world, But living beings still grasp, cling, fight unceasingly, doing a lot of things here. And this is what delusion is. But this is an illusion. 一切有为法, 如梦幻泡影. All these are 如梦幻泡影, illusionary world. That's why the illusionary world of consciousness and form is not the real one. That's why perception of form is consciousness, illusionary. This is like a magician, create all these illusions for you to see, and you somehow believe it. That's why you must develop awareness, go back to here. The non-perception enable you to see things as they are. Means no more duality, no more right and wrong, no more your view, my view, the individual's view. Yeah? The reality is, truth is, suchness, the reality, without words on. Not your truth, not my truth, not the individual truth. All these are our views or opinion of what the world is. But the Dhamma is the reality. That's why it's evergreen. The Dhammapada verse, all those things. It never get obsolete. So this is where the difference between the living Dhamma and the mundane knowledge that the world has created through the phenomenal world of consciousness and the thought process. That's why thought-based is always knowledge-based. Thought-based cannot see things as they are, cannot awaken, no wisdom behind. That's why all of thought-based doing or learning cannot develop wisdom. You can only develop more and more knowledge to become more and more sophisticated. Okay? So I think we should end. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. You want to summarize?
Dharma sharing 非常的 wonderful.
对对。
里面有很多的我们就开始的看到整个的一个那个架构出来。
对。
Buddha Dharma 的那个架构。
对。
然后还有 Brother, 就你 mention 了很多的那个很好的那个 wording,
very penetrative,
the
Dharma understanding.
Understanding, 如果我们能够好好的再去 repeat 的去听。
去听 ,it will awaken your nature.
对然后再去好好的去 contemplate, 那些 sentence, 那些 sharing, 都能够 anyone 都能够去awaken 我们。
对对对。
所以我们要去听今天
对对要去听。但这个如果能够 do a transcript, I tell you, it's going to be very beautiful. 这一段的 understanding, is beyond the Heart Sutta already. Because the Heart Sutta is the initial basic understanding of the teaching to go into the higher teaching. This one is based on the higher teaching.More what they call complete grasp of the reality. Well, this one connect a lot of things already, you know, today on. And you realize everything is interconnected on. Despite what we have written up there and what Sui add in, actually created more understanding. That's why that Surangama Sutta that stands out.Perception of form is consciousness, whereas non-perception is wisdom. It's so beautiful and so profound. That time, 1989, I read that one, My Nature Rejoice. I said, this is the most beautiful. But that was what my nature saw. And consciousness is like a magician, illusionist. No reality one. Then, what is the present moment? So transient.Split second is the end gone. Split second is there. And that is the only reality. And you go and hold on to that existence. There is no reality. If the only reality is so transient, how can there be a permanent unchanging entity? Because everything that happens within the existence, which is the present moment, just moment to moment, it come and it go. It come and it go. Split second is dead and gone. No.Where got reality? You somehow utau ubui can explain until like everything is so beautiful and so real to you. But please do understand that the existential world has its own wonderful existence. But this is the existential world. Although it's unreal, but there is such thing as life, understand? Existence. That's why 真空妙有。But you must realize true emptiness, then this existence become wonderful. Understand? Then, of course, you can describe it, you can like, because when you have the true emptiness understanding, the awakening, you actually transcend duality and transcend suffering. So then you can come to this existential world with a form and mind that have this understanding, then this,existential world reality or what they call life or existence can be really wonderful and beautiful, isn't it? No need to suffer at all. That's why I like this segment of my life. I come. It's so beautiful, every moment of it. Of course, after 1989, when I connect and develop all this understanding, it becomes even more beautiful. The third phase of Dhamma, Pativeda. And all these are possible. Where every instant, every moment is so pristine, so wonderful, so beautiful. And this is what life is, existence, although not real. Understand? Everything comes to pass. He know you, he know me. But there is such thing as Dhamma within the conditional. There is such thing as wonderful existence within the conditional. So do not be mistaken by the one-sided reality. That's why you have to understand the unconditioned Dhamma and the conditioned Dhamma. And with these two, you can live. Otherwise, you cannot live. To make the Dhamma a living reality, you need to understand both the unconditioned Dhamma and the conditioned Dhamma. Okay, see, see. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So we end, otherwise too late. Let us share merits. Akasata ca bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana etawata camehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabbasampatti siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo devo asatu kalena sasa sampati heto ca Vito bhavatu loko ca Raja bhavatu dhammiko Imina punyang kamena Mame bala samagamo Sattang samagamo hotu Yava nivana patiya Sadhu Sadhu Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Sadhu.